This is the Sons and Slaves Podcast. This is a show devoted to helping fathers and sons honor and obey the Lord. Join me, Jared, and my sons, Ransom and Valor, as I talk to them about boyhood and the process of becoming a man. Welcome to the Sons and Slaves Podcast, and we're here with our co-hosts, Ransom and Valor. And
Providence.
And Providence is here with us. What? You're not a Sparks man. What are you doing here today? What are you drinking today? Is it juice? It's juice mixed with what?
Sparkly water.
Sparkly water and juice. Is it really good? Mm-hmm. Take a sip of it and tell us what it tastes like.
It's juice.
Juice. Good, good. Now, Valor, what are you drinking today? Actually, right over there, Ransom, is his chai tea latte. Can you grab that for him? Well, and I just announced it for him. He's back. I know, he's back drinking the
chai tea latte.
That's right. He's back enjoying the chai tea latte. Ransom, what are you drinking today?
Water.
Good old Berkey water. Pretty tasty, huh?
Yeah.
Clean and crisp. And guess what? I'm not drinking anything today. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to be talking about fear. And we're going to ask Providence what she's afraid of, and we're going to ask what you guys are afraid of, and then we're going to send her out of here, and then we're going to get to the real business of boyhood and beyond.
Dad, talking I'm about. Just gonna stand here.
Okay, well, first, you're just going to tell us what you're afraid about. What are you afraid of? Anything?
Chickens.
You're not scared chickens? Of chickens because you held chickens. Remember at Terry and Vicky's, you just picked up chickens?
She's scared of chickens.
What are you actually scared of?
Spiders.
You don't like spiders?
Mm-mm.
So if I took a spider and put it on your leg, you would say, Daddy, kill it.
No.
And you would cry?
I had a worm today.
Yes, you would.
I found a little worm today, and I said, Provy, look, a worm, and she screamed.
You didn't like that worm? Well, you don't need to scream about worms. You got to overcome that fear, don't you?
I don't like worms.
You don't like worms? They make you stinky, stinky. Mm-hmm. Okay, Valor, what about you? Anything you're afraid of?
Definitely not snakes. I love snakes.
You love snakes?
I
you're not scared of snakes?
I'm terrified of snakes.
Don't like snakes.
Listen, I'm scared of bears.
You're scared of bears, so if you met a bear in the woods, you'd be a little bit scared. Okay, that's interesting. All right, Ransom, what are you scared about?
Snakes.
You don't like snakes.
That's probably the only thing.
You know, when we first moved into this house, I've killed, in the last six years, probably like 15 snakes.
I just saw like a 4.5-foot snake like 2 days ago.
Really? I remember that because you're in panic mode. You're backing up the side-by-side. And mm-hmm. you screamed. I heard you scream out there. I was wondering what happened. I thought you had wrecked the side-by-side.
Side-by-side?
I did. I thought you rammed into that harrow that was back there, the ding-dings. Yeah, I thought you ran into something. Okay, so, Providence, why don't you go ahead and go hang out with Mom and help set up her small group. Does that sound good? Okay, so, Valor, it seems like you have something to tell us.
Okay, I have finally got my toe bleeding for the first time in a long time.
So you wanted to get your toe bleeding?
Not that much.
So.
But I'm just happy that this is the first time I was bleeding in a long time.
Well, tell us, what were you bleeding about?
I don't know. I was just playing basketball and then.
You just looked down and you were bleeding? Well, thank you for telling us that and bring us up to speed about your toe. Now there's something else that happened to a foot in this family. Ransom stubbed his toe. We were gone to the Blue Collar Confessionalism Conference. We're on our way back, and we get a FaceTime, and it was Ransom. He busted his toe big time. Tell the story.
I burnt my toe on the couch. It's a very long story. Long story short, me and my brother were roughhousing. We were just wrestling, fighting, having a good time. Then Providence jumped in and said, waving her arms up in the air, you can't get me, you can't get me. Our family does that all the time. They want us to chase each other.
Why is chasing each other so fun?
I don't know.
It just...
in the water. And I ran. I just felt... And I stubbed it on the couch.
Stubbed it on the couch.
And I felt and heard it snap. I just felt my toes go sideways.
Oh.
Toe.
Pinky toe.
Pinky toe. Oh, gosh.
I told him, welcome to the family. Because the Sparks family, we are really... good. I'm talking top notch at stubbing toes. I broke my toes so many times from nailing them on the side of the coffee table, hitting them on a couch. I even busted one time on a dryer. Yeah, seriously. Really terrible. So how's it going now? How's the recovery process?
It looks way worse than it did. It's bruised. I've been playing basketball too much today.
You have been icing it a little bit. You needed to ice it, right?
I've iced it for 5 minutes, probably.
Yeah. You need to ice it more.
The whole side of my foot is just swollen and black and blue.
We will take a picture and put it in the Sons and Slaves Instagram. How about that?
Yeah.
Then everybody can see it. Mm-hmm. Check it out. You guys got to check it out. Just stop what you're doing, go to the Instagram, and look at that picture.
There's a good thing to say. It's about basketball.
Okay, go for it.
So, I could barely dunk a long time ago, but I was still six. I was still six at least.
Sick.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're still six.
It was probably 30 days ago, maybe, after that.
Yeah. It wasn't a month. It was like, almost your birthday.
No, it was about, like, just then.
Okay.
30 days ago.
Yeah.
And then, when that was over, so I could barely even dunk. I tried to dunk. I barely even got it.
Mm-hmm.
When I put it up, today, Mom said I could put it up there, and then...
This is our outside door. It's a little bit shorter.
Yes.
It's only like
So now I can dunk it from so far. It feels like I'm getting so... Like, it feels like I'm 8 or something.
It feels like you're 8 or something?
Yeah.
I saw that dunk. It was impressive.
Yeah.
When it's down here, it's a little bit harder. You have to jump off the door and propel yourself up, and then you can dunk it. But when you're out there, you don't even have to jump off the door. You just jump and dunk it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I got it so far.
You looked like a little Michael Jordan out there. So you guys ready to talk about our chapter today from Boyhood and Beyond?
Yeah.
You down with this?
Wait.
What?
I look like Michael Jordan, but the only thing that's wrong with that is the goal's little.
Yeah.
Just about the goal, though.
Today's chapter is titled Overcoming Fear, but we have to do something. We always do it. Every episode, what do we got to do still before we get into the chapter?
Pray.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing in our life. I thank you for my sons, Ransom and Valor, and I also thank you for Oak, who's going to be on the show at some time in the future. And I also thank you for Providence, who was able to make her first appearance on the Sons and Slaves podcast today. That was really fun and cute. God, I ask today that you would help us as we're walking through this chapter that Bob wrote to be encouraged in the way he wanted us to be encouraged. And more importantly, God, help us to become boys and men that are not fearful men. We want to be strong and courageous, as you told Joshua and Caleb to be. Be strong and courageous. Help us to be like that. I trust you're going to help us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said...
Amen.
Amen. Okay, you guys ready? Here we go. Have you ever been afraid?
Yes.
And we all say...
Yes.
Yes. From time to time, everyone experiences a sudden fear. Even someone who usually isn't afraid of snakes jumps when one drops out of a tree on their head. Oh my goodness, what would you do if a snake dropped out of a tree and landed on your head?
I would literally scream.
Oh.
And never go to that spot ever.
Oh man, this is what this is about, man. We got to overcome those kind of fears. I'm thinking about that right now. I need to grab a snake and overcome that fear. Right?
Yeah. Next time I see a snake, I might try to do that.
Just try to grab it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a friend.
The one time Poppy said that.
I've got a friend, Garrett. He can just pick up snakes and snapping turtles and nothing bothers him. He can just go and pick them up. Oh, all right, here we go.
So scary.
Apart from this startling fear, there are specific fears that haunt some people in their lives. Water, heights, dogs, spiders are examples of things that bring many people fear. Speaking in public. Whoa. Speaking in public.
That's me.
Some people are afraid to speak in public.
Like me.
And also, many people are afraid to die. But some people are really afraid, and others live in constant fear. Can you guys believe that there are some people that are just afraid even to leave their house? They're afraid of being around friends. They're afraid to go to church. Afraid they're always going to be sick. They're just afraid of everything.
Afraid to go to the bathroom.
Afraid to go to the bathroom. I mean, afraid of everything.
I'm constipated.
Yeah.
Afraid that a person's going to be in the bathroom.
We're sitting in this office right now, and sometimes you guys are a little bit afraid of this office, aren't you?
I admit, it's terrifying.
It's pretty scary.
Listen.
You always have to have the lights on.
There's a bear rug. There's the deer eyes glow. And it just gets so dark in here, and the only thing you can see is the little eyes of the deer. You'd be scared.
So do you think they'd be scared too?
They have the light on.
You guys are always turning the lights on. I think mom's a little scared of it, too. You think your mom's a little bit scared of it?
I think she is.
Yeah, I think she is, too. Okay, so here's a question I have for you guys. Do you think that you can be an effective man in this world? I mean, when you guys grow up.
Yeah.
If you're always afraid.
No.
What do you think, Valerie?
No.
You guys are exactly right. Listen to what Bob tells us. Part of growing into a man is overcoming fears. Overcoming is not necessarily getting rid of fears altogether, but it's learning to succeed in spite of them. You know, some people are afraid to fail, so they never try something new. They're afraid because there's risks involved, and they think, boy, I'd better just play it safe. Sometimes the wise thing to do is play it safe, but sometimes the wise thing to do something that you know you're going to have to trust in the Lord, rely on God and trust for Him to come through. Sometimes that's the right thing to do. Take the risk, work hard, and watch God work. We have to be able to overcome our fears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Throughout history, great leaders of Israel faced tremendous fears. When God asked Moses to go to Pharaoh to let the people out of Egypt, to let the people of Israel out of Egypt, Moses responded by saying, "Who am I? I'm not eloquent. I can't speak." And God responded, "Certainly, I will be with you. I'll be with your mouth and teach you what you should say." What about Joshua? He received his commission to lead the Israelites into the promised land. God told him, "Be strong and courageous." And that's what God tells every single boy to this day. Be strong and courageous. You hear me? Don't be a weak, weenie, weak-kneed little sissy boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be tough, strong, and courageous. But there's more about fear. We could go on about Gideon. We could go on about all the prophets of old. We could talk about Jonah, who was scared to go to Nineveh. Now, boys, here's something you need to know. Fear is common. You will have many opportunities to experience fear. A Christian overcomes fear by his awareness of God's presence. Knowing that the Creator of the universe stands with you, attentive to every detail of your need, brings confidence. That confidence gives the courage to obey His orders, even when those orders lead you straight into your fears. Fellas, there's going to be times in life you're going to get a little older, and you're going to have to walk in and get an interview to get a job one day. And before you start your business or do what you're going to do for work, you're going to have to go and you're going to have to sit down in a room and shake another man's hand, and they're going to ask you questions, and you're going to have to walk into this interview, and you're going to try to land this job, and it's going to be hard. One day, as you grow up, you're going to see a woman that you're going to love, and you're going to go and talk to her daddy, and you're going to have to say, "Mister, I really like this girl. I want to take care of her, and I want to see if we should be married or not. Will you help me with that?" You're going to have to go and talk to her dad, and it's going to be tough. What do you think it was like for me when I went and talked to Papu?
Bet it was really scary.
Do you think it was scary?
I bet it was so scary.
Why do you think it was scary?
Because it's scary.
He's kind of intimidating, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Not after you get to know him. But if you know him, I mean, once you know him, you're not really that scared of him. But if mm-hmm. you don't know him, he's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I was nervous. I said, "Hey, will you meet me at Hardee's?" And he said, "No, why don't you come over to my house?" So I went over to
Hardee's.
Mima and Papu's house. I know. I was thinking, well, we just get coffee at Hardee's. So we went over to Mima and Papu's house. And I was only dating your mom for 3 months at that time. The problem is, I didn't talk to her dad first. That was the problem. You guys are going to do it better than we did it, because you're going
to
go...
What did you talk to first?
Well, before we started dating, I just started dating your mom. And so instead, the better way would be to talk to her dad first. So if you have an interest in a girl, you go and talk to her father first, and then he'll see if she's interested, and we'll go through that process like that. We're going to help you guys do that. It's not going to be weird or anything, but we don't want you just out there on your own chasing girls, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. My point is, you're going to have to overcome many fears. One day when you go to build a house, there's going to be things that you don't know how to do, and you're going to have to overcome the fear of not knowing how to build the house or buy the house or buy your first car. There's fear involved, isn't there? And you got to overcome those fears. Let me ask you, if you're afraid of heights, what would be a really good way to overcome your fear of heights?
Go on the top of the arch, St. Louis Arch.
Go to the top of St. Louis Arch. What about cliff jumping? You guys like cliff jumping?
Never done it before.
You've never jumped off a cliff? Yes, you have. Remember when we went on our Trail Life camp out last year and you guys jumped off that cliff over and over and over again, even Valor?
Oh, yeah. So yeah.
But you did it. You overcame your fear.
That makes me terrified.
That's not terrifying.
But you jumped. Do you remember that cliff? You were jumping off that cliff over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the cliff is hard, but the Fat Man Squeeze is not hard at all.
Not scary? Well, what about...
Fat Man Squeeze, I am... I get so unbelievably claustrophobic.
Well, you need to go through Fat Man Squeeze again. I can't even fit. I'm too big to go through Fat Man Squeeze. I guess that makes me a fat dude. Okay, now listen. Later this month, we're going back to Circle B Campground. We're going to the river again. We're going to camp out right on the riverside. And there's the cliff right on the other side of the river. You guys remember the cliff? You have to swim across and jump off. So if you were scared of heights, one really good way, or scared of water, it'd be a really good thing just to, okay, swim across.
Go to Circle B.
Go to Circle B Campground. Get in the water and get on that cliff and jump off that cliff and get in the water, right?
Do it right now.
And then the great thing about a river is you can pee in the water.
Oh yeah. I do it every time.
Every time. What is it about getting in a lake or a river you just pee over and over again?
A pool?
Oh, how many times? Wait a minute. Does Poppy know about this?
Yeah.
The thing is, everybody pees in a lake. You just pee over and over again in a lake. It doesn't matter.
Sometimes I pee in swimming pools.
Oh, you shouldn't do that. Hold on a second.
I do it all the
time. Hold on a second. What if somebody listening has a swimming pool and invite us over? What if the McCoys go down there and they know that you guys peed in swimming pools before?
They'd probably let us.
Okay, well, you guys gotta stop that, all right? No more peeing in swimming pools.
You just probably do it.
All you gotta do is get out while nobody's looking, walk to the side, and just pee in your pants, and then nobody even knows, and then you jump in the water.
Oh!
That's what you do. Now, let's get back to the chapter. We're talking about overcoming fear, and here's his main point. Knowing that God is with us and is attentive to every detail of our need gives us confidence to overcome those fears. That's what he tells us. Knowing God is with us, he's going to take care of us, he's going to guide us, he's going to provide for us. But know this, there's going to be times that fear in your life doesn't leave immediately, and you just have to do the right thing. And one word the Bible uses to talk about doing the right thing, even when you're afraid, and even when it's difficult, is the word overcome. And here's what he says, young men are made to overcome. In every man's life, it is full of fears, challenges, and obstacles that face him. All are battles waiting to be won. You cannot conquer unless there's an enemy to fight. Every man I know experiences fear. All have challenges in front of them. A man's life is full of battles waiting to be won. Whether you realize it or not, life is a battle. There are so many things in life, still to this day, that I have to fight.
I have to fight, not complaining about math.
Yep, that's exactly right. But seriously, there are spiritual battles, and there's just difficulties that come, challenges that come, and you're either going to be the kind of man that turns around and runs away from them, or you're going to try to get around them, or you're just going to run right at them. And this is exactly what Bob tells us. Here's what he says. Set your face and march straight at your fears and enemies. Here's what's so cool. I love this part in the note. Look at my notes here. It says great with an exclamation point. 9 out of 10 of your enemies and fears will scatter before you reach them. If you are that kind of boy that grows into the kind of man that runs away from your fears and challenges or tries to run around them, you will grow up and be a really bad man. That's not the kind of men that Sparks men are. We run into fears. We square our shoulders and we do the right thing. And boys that are listening in and men that are listening in, you're either going to be the kind of men that run away or that face your fears. You're going to run away from challenge or you're going to face your challenge and get stronger because of it. And what we want to talk to you about today is being the kind of boy that's an overcomer. You overcome those fears. And when you walk to those fears, 9 out of 10 of them will run right away. But the one remaining will be a genuine war that you have to fight. It'll be a real battle. It won't be easy. Life's not easy. It's hard. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Life is hard. And hard men, good men, do the work to get things done in spite of difficulty. You might lose some battles in life. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
You might face some fights that you lose. You might lose that battle, but you're going to win the fight. You're going to get back up. The Bible says a righteous man, though he falls, gets up 7 times. He keeps getting up, and he keeps getting up, and he keeps getting up. And if he gets knocked back down, he gets up again. He dusts himself off. He wipes the sweat off his face, and he keeps running at those fears and keeps running at those challenges, and he wins. You might lose some battles, but if you do, get up again and fight till you win. The Bible commentator Matthew Henry says it well. Never yield to spiritual enemies. Fight until you get the victory. The war and the victory have a glorious triumph and reward. Men today receive the courage to fight in the same way as the godly men of old by experiencing God's presence. His presence keeps the man in the battle until God's victory arrives. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. God's men fight, and God's men win. Even if we lose a battle, we get back up and we watch God work. Right?
Yep.
Fight! 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 Thanks so much for listening, guys, and keep coming back.
Please subscribe, and I'll see you next time. Wait, wait, wait! Fight!
Thank you for listening to the Sons and Slaves podcast. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes and pass this along to every father and son that you know.